We are in Simin Reis Samach Aleph, and we are up to Siv Gimel. We just got through the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We saw the machlokus, the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when the sun sets, it's still Vada Yom for 58 and a half minutes. At that point, it is Shkia Shnia, and Sof HaShkia, that is, where you have 13 and a half minutes of Ben HaShmashis, followed by Vaday Tzeisik Chavim, which is Vaday Laila. According to the Gaonim, when the sun sets, that is the beginning of Shkia, 13 and a half minutes after that is Ben HaShmashis, and at the end of that, it is Vaday Laila. The Mishnah Brura told us to be Machmir at the beginning of Shabbos, consider Shkia's HaChama as already Ben HaShmashis. We'd have a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos before that. And with regard to Motzoi Shabbos, certainly not doing Malacha 13 and a half minutes after sunset, but you wait for Gimel Kochavim, and it would even be better if after the Gimel Kochavim you wait for 72 minutes. Says the Mechaber now, Mishein Abaki Bashir Zeh, someone who doesn't really know just how to figure this man out, Yadlik Ba'ot Shashemesh Barosha Ilonis, he should light candles when the sun is atop the trees or the highest roofs, the Mishnah Berurah says. Or, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a calendar and a clock, you check the clock for when Shki is and stop before then. Vimhu Yom HaMa'unan, if it's cloudy, so you can't tell when the sun is, where the sun is. Yadlik Eshatar Negolim Yoshrim Ala Kor Mebod Yom. Vimhu Basod Eshen Shom Tar Negolim Yadlik Eshorvim Yoshrim Mebod Yom. So it's where either the roosters or the ravens, where they already start sitting down for the night, they stop flying around, that is the sign for Shkia. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says that if a woman realizes that she hasn't lit candles yet, and the sun has already set, it's already after Shkia, she should ask a non-Jew to light for her, it's still Ben HaShmashis, and the Jew can make a bracha. The Jewish woman can make a bracha on the luck of the non-Jew. Later, the Mishnah Berurah will discuss that it's not so pashut that a Jew can make a bracha on the mitzvah that is being done by her non-Jewish shliach. Siv Dalit. Acher Anias Baruch Hu. After you answer Baruch Hu, Af Al Pi Shadayin Yom Hu, even though it's still day, you can say Baruch Hu from Plaga Mincha. Ein Ma'arvin, all of the heterim of Ben HaShmashis are gone. You can't make an Erev Chatzeres, Vein Tomnim, you're not allowed to be Matmin, Vein. Why are you not allowed to do hatmana even in an Eina Mosif Hevel? Mishum da have a dehu kable l'shabbos alei ulididon. So because he was makabel Shabbos on himself ulididon, and for us have yamiris mizmer shili on Shabbos kaniyas baruch l'didhu. For us, when you say mizmer shili on Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah adds the same when we say boi chala in l'chadodi, that signifies the beginning of Shabbos, and then we don't have the heterim of Ben HaShmashis. So here we have a real kash. The Mechaber is telling us that the heter of, say, being ma'arav and being matmin, Ben HaShmashis, was not said if you were makabel Shabbos. But Ben HaShmashis, you've got to keep Shabbos because it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So everyone's got to keep it then. In fact, everyone has a mitzvah of being makabel Shabbos before then. So where is this mitzias of asking a non-Jew to do malacha for you, Ben HaShmashis? You shouldn't. There shouldn't be such a case because you should have been makabel Shabbos already before Ben HaShmashis. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a teretz that we are machalik between a tzibur and a yochid. Once the tzibur brings on itself, is makabel on itself Shabbos, there we don't have all of the heterim that Chazal were makel Ben HaShmashis. But when the yochid is makabel Shabbos, there the yochid, when the tzibur does it, they do have all of the chumras and none of the kulas. When the yochid does, there we have all of the kulis. You're allowed to be ma'ariv. You're allowed to be matmin as a kelim. You're allowed to be matmin the food in a davar she'ena mosif hevel. So there, that the Mishnah Berurah is makel for. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, goes further. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're going to be machmir, or better yet, even in the case where the rabbim was makabel Shabbos, if it is before the Plag HaMincha of the Magen Avraham, even though it's after the Plag HaMincha of the Levush, since it may be Dvarim V'Telim, it may be Mevod Yom, there you are allowed to be Mekel. That means even though the tzibur was makabel Shabbos on itself, you can do hatmon in an ena mosif hevel if it is before the plag hamincha of the Magen Avraham, and it's only after the plag hamincha of the Levush.